Oh my God, I will always miss us. Oh God, I fucking love this one. Eileen Monte, great friend of mine, as I've said a million times before, this was mid-2014 when I was kind of doing the Rarity alias to try and test the waters of coming back to some more like just, you know, fucking pony pop tracks shit. But employing some of the techniques that I learned from doing fucking Julian Moon. I love this track a lot, and I actually, I'm fucking sampling the "Do you believe in magic" hook, and I'm taking that on one of the tracks for my fucking next record, which is a fucking concept album about a cat girl who was famous on Vine, who dies in a car crash and goes to hell, and it's about her adventures in hell, and it's called Vine Star Rehab. And that fucking Eileen Monte sample is gonna be on that fucking record, on a song that is actually a remix of Alone in the Dark with Lady Aria. So fucking take that shit to the bank, motherfuckers. That's like good fucking deep cut shit. In magic, I find you so tragic. The magic tragic thing, though. That's tragic. Fucking magic tragic. Why did I do that? Why did I do fucking magic tragic? The only other thing that I can think to say about the fucking this one is that, like, it was at this point where, like, I was having trouble writing about My Little Pony as a muse because just, shit was going on in life, you know? And there were things going on bigger than my life that were just more pressing on my artistic soul, especially as I was starting to get a little bit better. But this was still such a transitional time of just learning so much. And that's one of the reasons I released it as Rarity, is that I didn't feel like I was quite there yet. At least not enough to, like, say that anything I was doing was, like, my sound. So, you know, the idea of doing Rarity, doing the I'm So Scared album, and doing the Eternal album, just releasing them literally fucking back-to-back, it was, like, just a sort of, like, just testing the waters of just, like, seeing the different kinds of things that get people excited. And, I don't know. I love this song. I wish it had more than just a kick drum. I wish there were more drums on it.